1983, I was doing time for armed robbery. Four in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Hey, my friend, and welcome to Take No Prisoners. Thank you. We're coming to you live from New York with a wonderful studio audience, and I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, and welcome to Take No Prisoners. This is a bit of a special show, my friends, because the audience gets to stare at my face, and they're streaming out the doors right now. So welcome. We're coming to you from the fourth night of the second Law Merchant Leadership Conference. This is a very special event. This room is filled with wonderful people, many of them experiencing exactly the same challenges and distresses that you're going through. And they're all here for the purpose of trying to understand the process a little better and trying to find a solution by using the beneficiaries in common payment method to find a remedy and live in peaceful coexistence with the United States. So welcome and thanks for joining us. Sunday, August 5th, or as Pat said, who would listen to a man? Who would take advice from a man that doesn't know the date? So, have we been having fun this week?
Yeah!
And have we actually, without being patronizing, have we learned anything this week?
Yeah!
All right. And we've got four days under our belt. We've covered during the first 2 days, we covered various BIC instruments and payment methods and methods of presentation, including the comprehensive administrative remedy, which we call option 3. And we also spent much of yesterday covering the principles of and an actual template for a very special international commercial claim, which is designed to culminate in a lien and a breach of contract within 20 days. And today, we spent an awful lot of time discussing how we would apply that technology in a variety of cases, and we're going to continue that theme tomorrow. Today, we used a lot of current cases instead of having former users of the technology explain their process, but tomorrow I think we're going to integrate all of that. So we are blessed tonight to be with you, coming to you live from New York, and we have some special guests with us tonight. We have Beverly and James and Steve and Nick, all of whom have very interesting stories to tell and are dying to get a piece of me because I've been telling them all week, oh, just a couple of minutes, just a few minutes, we'll get to it, we'll get to it, and this is the moment when we're going to get to it. This is the moment when the bile rises up in the throat and and when I ask you about your case, you say, But hopefully we'll get through that right after the break. That music, my friends, means we have a 3-minute break. You're listening to Take No Prisoners. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Please join us after the break.
Yeah. Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners, live from New York. We're coming to you. I have the pleasure of coming to you from the second Law Merchant Leadership Conference. This is the evening of day 4, we have one more day. I'm pleased as punch that most everyone is not going home tomorrow evening. Usually people run away from a conference afterwards and want to get home, but I'm pleased that people have planned to stay, spend another evening with us, and we'll see what we can accomplish. This has been a round-the-clock fest. We've had lecture all day. We've had discussions over lunch. We've had interesting meetings at night. We've had presentations at night. We just squeezed in a 5-minute presentation done by a friend of ours, Scott, very efficiently with some wonderful technology that's being successful out in a western state. So we're here tonight to share as much of the technology as we possibly can with you and continue along in our BIC user's manual that we've been covering week to week, and hopefully this program will wind up in the downloads. We're going to begin tonight. First, before we begin with one of our guests, let me announce, if I may, that we're offering a free seminar September 15th and 16th in bankruptcy procedures that you may find interesting. The cost of this seminar is free. We can't make it any cheaper than that. You'll only have to pick up the hotel room because it's a two-day seminar, although you're welcome to sleep in the parking lot, I'm sure. I'm sure they would appreciate that. So if you'd like to attend, please send an email to samsfreeseminar@hush.com. There's no apostrophe in that. Sam's Free Seminar. And someone will get back to you over the next week or so. Please don't send any angry emails, especially if Roberta winds up manning that site. She's not going to like it. And she just may lose your email. And we'll do our best to give you instructions to bring you out to Albany, New York, for what should be very interesting technology. Now, when would you use bankruptcy? Well, if you're facing a pressing situation and you need to slow things down, you may find filing a bankruptcy action is an efficient way to do that. Now, they're prepared for that. They know what's been happening. There's not a bankruptcy judge around who hasn't faced a patriot in the courtroom and hasn't quickly put the kibosh on it, as some will attest to in this room. Get out of my courtroom. There are people in here who have heard that. But we're going to show you how to turn that around. In fact, we developed the technology today, didn't we? We were working on a commercial lien, and the thought struck, we were talking about how to increase your familiarity with the courtroom, and suddenly the thought struck when I mentioned that perhaps if you wanted experience, you should sue your own straw man. And that led to suing a friend, and it occurred to me that if one were to sue a friend armed with a security interest or simply with a complaint and a petition for summary judgment or a summary judgment in lieu of complaint or some technology of that sort, something that's very easy to write, and we would choose that pathway instead of a default judgment, because this way we can achieve a summary judgment by way of default, that once you achieve that judgment, wouldn't it be nice to march that judgment, let's say on a promissory note or on some other substantial liability that is a valid liability under public policy? Wouldn't it be nice to march that into the bankruptcy court and hand it to a Chapter 13 trustee or Chapter 7 trustee for that matter and ask them to collect? Now, we're not asking them to collect on the living man's security interest in a straw man or on another creditor's interest in the straw man. We're asking them to collect on a court judgment that will not be so easy to run away from. And if they do, perhaps we'd return to the other court and seek a contempt citation on the original court order, among other technologies. So we had a good time today, and we're finding all kinds of new ways to apply BIC technology, basically every time someone asks a question. So we're now about to have a nice discussion and bring forth one of our guests, Nick from the state of Georgia. Come on up here, Nick, and say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Glad to be here. All right, so, Nick, briefly, give us a summary of your case. I know you sent me a lengthy email, but give us a summary of what happened and where you are now.
Well, I know a person that was in Georgia who attempted to purchase a car with a bill of exchange.
Hang on to that thought. We can't let that pass by. When was this?
This was about 3 months ago.
3 months ago, when they walked into a dealership with a bill of exchange?
That's correct.
Had they not been advised that that has been tried before?
No.
Oh, my. So what happened?
So they went through negotiations with the dealership, and the dealership said they know how to deal with commercial paper. They know everything involved with it. The dealership kept the bill of exchange for 14 days. On the 14th day, they invited the person in, and he was arrested.
Imagine that. Arrested for using a bill of exchange as currency. Well, I've said it once. I've said it 100 times. I'll say it one more time. I don't make recommendations generally, but I do recommend that we don't use bills of exchange as currency. Now, That's a bit of a deceptive statement, my friends, because a check, a draft from your personal checking account is a bill of exchange. Everything since 1933 has been a bill of exchange. But if you manufacture a private issue bill of exchange and use it as currency, you can anticipate having a nasty reaction from the public side of the perception of that instrument. In addition, more than likely, most, if not all, of the bills of exchange that I've examined over the years have significant defects that invite a deleterious response. So, where does the case stand now, and what question might you have regarding that case?
Since that time, the case has since that time, the charge has been reduced down to a contempt of court. And the
what was the contempt of court for?
The contempt of court was, well, the original charge after the fictitious charge, there was a charge of a bail jump. And then it was reduced down to a simple misdemeanor, federal misdemeanor.
Okay.
So the person in a deal pleaded to the misdemeanor. However, that person is not concerned with that charge. That person has never filed tax return in their life. And in the plea agreement, the deal was that the person would only be charged if they could find federal tax violations. So the person is scared now that once he finishes the plea out, there'll be another charge added on, probably for federal tax violations. So that's what he's concerned with.
Okay. And perhaps one of the reasons he's concerned is by entering in the plea agreement, he is stipulating to being a defendant and he's throwing himself on the mercy of the prosecutors. My experience in those situations is that once you admit to being the debtor in the case, then the prosecutor very often has a field day. Next thing you know, they're asking you to sign an appearance bond or a recognizance bond that is including your mom's home as collateral. You're forbidden from walking on the sunny side of the street, and Lord knows what other restrictions are built in there, because at the bottom of that page it says defendant. You're signing on as defendant. On the other hand, if you do not have commercial experience, or you don't have some other technology that you wholly believe in your dealings with the judicial system, then you don't have much choice other than to carve out the best deal that you can. And for many people that I speak with, the suggestion is that you're just not ready, you haven't prepared yourself, it's last minute, it's 11th hour, for taking this on, so I would suggest that you hammer out the best deal that you can and take your lumps and use that as your educational experience and your decision as to how you're going to conduct your life from here on. All right, so he is concerned about future charges.
And the person in all of his pleadings has always signed all of the documents non-assumpt, all rights reserved in anything he signed, and he was under duress at the time.
But, now, them's fighting words. He was under duress, so it sounds to me like we want to make an issue out of that and argue the facts of the case. Do we?
No. We want to give forgiveness.
Are you saying that just because the forgivers in here outnumber the fighters?
Maybe, it's possible.
All right. So we have a natural-born fighter here. I have my hand on his neck to keep him close to the microphone. He's done a little lifting. This is a tough guy, and he's out there. He wants to fight. He definitely wants to take somebody on this, and that's normal. We get a little upset. We get angry. We get agitated when they mess around with our property, especially when it's us. That's normal. In fact, I told a story today about someone who messed around with my property, a particular bank. I won't mention the name, but I would give you a key if you asked me. And let's just say that I'm getting accustomed to using suspicious activity reports. That music, folks, means that we're headed to a break, and we're going to towel off Nick. And then we're going to We're going to join you in just a couple of minutes. Please join us. This is Take No Prisoners.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Hi, welcome to America. Glad you made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, friends. We're here talking with Nick from Georgia, and Nick is facing an interesting situation in which he plea bargained a case regarding an attempted purchase. Please don't tell me it was a Cadillac.
No.
Thank goodness. Again, we've had too many patriots try to buy Cadillacs. I wish someone would go out and at least go to prison for buying a Mercedes.
It's a Mercedes.
It's a Mercedes. He won the prize. And they set a sting operation and then eventually plea bargained down. At least his friend plea bargained down. And part of the plea bargain is the same thing that I faced in my tax refund years ago. Years ago. Long before the statute of limitations. In which they said, well, we'll send you a refund minus any outstanding federal liabilities. Of course, the United States has to get paid first, of course. And so that's what's happening here. There's a scenario where if there are any tax situations, any tax law violations, he can expect to be charged. So what does he do about it? What are you planning, Nick?
Right now I'm planning on accepting all the charges for value, consideration, and closure of the account, and discharging it and paying them.
Well, that's very good. There's something else you mentioned to me on the break. A couple of things you want to do?
I want to forgive them.
What else did you want to do? You want to fire somebody?
I wanted to fire my attorney before I went back for the sentencing.
All right. Now, do we think that Nick should fire his attorney? No. Does Nick have an attorney?
No.
Because whose attorney is it? Right. Now, the problem is that Nick's involved in a plea bargain, and he is the defendant. He has assumed that role. I guarantee that plea bargain contains language in which Nick is signing as the defendant. So, what can be done in a situation like this? Well, first of all, what do we do with attorneys? As I mentioned this very day, I don't find the need to fire attorneys. I find that attorneys tend to want to avoid me like the plague. They go, I walk in the room, some of them literally go running the other way. Let's get away from this guy. It's a very easy thing to accomplish. All those folks in the room who have written me to say they'd like to fire their attorneys, why don't you, or who have taken a shot at firing the attorneys, why don't you raise your hands? Oh, wow. A fair number of people in the room raise their hands, my friends. First of all, it's not your attorney to fire. If the judge were to appoint an attorney for me, say, I order you to get an attorney, I'd look at that judge like he's crazy. First of all, I wouldn't even be in that courtroom. But if I was, and I was able to overcome the shock that I'm crazy for being there, I would look at that judge and pretty much ask him, excuse me, is that order directed to me in my capacity as a living man? Has this court not been noticed that it is the surety on this account and that this account is settled? Or I might address the issue head on. Is he asking me to confess to being a United States person falsely and against my will? Are you operating under the assumption, sir, that I'm sort of legal fiction? I'm just looking for clarification as to who that attorney applies to. Or I might say to him, is that order directed to the defendant? Oh, it is. Well, has the court not been noticed that Ms. Jones, sitting up on your right side, is holder of all liability and has confessed to being the successor surety for the defendant? Sir, should we bring her down here before the bar so she can meet the attorney? It has nothing to do with me. But if that pesky attorney gets in the way, what's the first thing we're going to do to him?
Assign liability.
We're going to assign liability. And how are we going to do that?
That's what I'm here to learn.
All right. Let me remind you, there's one day left. So, that's a real good lesson you learned, and I see no reason for your friends sitting in the back to be falling off their chairs. We're going to assign liability, if it was me, by issuing
promissory note.
A beneficiaries in common promissory note based upon a previously filed securitization bond, an indemnity bond with the Secretary of the Treasury, establishing a deposit into the United States Treasury upon which I am going to base the promissory note or route the promissory note. I'm not going to be drawing on the United States Treasury per se. I'm going to place funds into the Treasury reserved for this purpose by instructions on that bond. And so we issue the promissory note, and we issue it to the fiduciary to administer, who might just be, in this case,
the clerk of the court.
And who else?
The attorney.
The attorney. Are you being coached?
Not at all. Inspired.
We may have to send people from the room. Bailiff. The bailiff comes over and says, sir, you're not allowed to move your lips. I've seen it. So, we assign liability. It used to be, remember my friends in the dark ages only a year ago, it was we appoint him as a fiduciary or a fiduciary debtor, and then when he doesn't execute our orders, we transfer the liability in a number of different ways, and we hold him liable and we bring him in as a third-party defendant. And we were very successful at that. I've never had a public defender or a conflict defender show up after we name them as a third-party defendant. They are long gone. The what is it? The fast train to Albuquerque? Thank you. Well, they're on it. And this is easier. We make payment through the attorney. He's an officer of the court with all sorts of documentation. Doesn't have to be extensive, but simple documentation, which establishes that he has confessed to holding the liability, right?
That's correct.
Value of
$50 million.
He's stipulated to the value and validity of the instrument holder in due course of the liability. And he's now holding the bag, my friends. And what are we going to do with that bag? We'll find out after the break. This is Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
I got no bread for the rent. I got my
welcome back, my friends. We're coming to you live from New York. You're listening to Take No Prisoners. All right, we're here talking with Nick from Georgia about a very interesting case. Nick is a fine automobile connoisseur. And he went out and attempted to add to his collection. Actually, excuse me, I keep talking to you, Nick, but it's one of Nick's friends, and Nick has been kind enough to come here and do the dirty work for him. And we appreciate that. A lot of groups have sent people here this week, and they're bringing this information back home to spread like the bubonic plague among their group. So, Nick has decided that he wanted to fire the attorney. Or his friend, with Nick here in proxy, wants to fire the attorney, perhaps is considering firing the attorney. And so, my thought is, if we can transfer the liability to the attorney, make him a liable party, he'll do what so many people do when they're caught, or what roaches do when you walk in the basement room and turn on the light. They go running. Or if you live in my neighborhood, rats go running. And so, the quickest way we can get to establishing, for the record, a new surety on behalf of the defendant, the better it is. So You would do that by way of issuing, as you said, a bonded promissory note. What else would you do then? How would you present it?
I would present it to the clerk of the court.
With in what fashion? What technology would you use? Would you use a comprehensive approach? Would you use a notice of counterclaim? How would you do it?
I'm thinking of using a counterclaim.
Counterclaim, right? That'd be short and sweet. Would you consider using the commercial lien process?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So the first order of business is Nick really has to decide which of the four presentment methods or hybrid thereof would he prefer or would his friend, will you recommend to your friend to use? And then some sort of presentment is going to be made to the clerk of the court and possibly to the attorney. Now, you would make a presentment to the clerk of the court if the clerk of the court is the one making the offer at this point. And when the attorney went before, when the prosecutor went before the clerk of the court and transferred all of the liability and the rights to the court, then they became involved, they became the front man, very much like how mortgages are passed around. And so you're dealing with them. Is your friend's plea bargain finalized?
No, it's not. He appears on sometime in the latter part of this month.
And will he go through with that plea bargain and worry about the rest, or will he just attempt to deal with this thing like a fresh case?
He's going to attempt to deal with this like a fresh case.
Oh, my. So we're opening up the whole can of worms right now, which means acceptance for value, issuance, hopefully a whole staggered carousel of indemnity bonds to the Secretary of Treasury, and then simultaneous issuance of an offset bond and at least one promissory note to the court. One could accomplish, kill two birds with one stone by naming co-fiduciaries on the instrument. This is a perfect example of that. And the co-fiduciaries would be the attorney involved in the case and the clerk of court. So now we have two fiduciaries we can bring in as third-party defendants. We might even name the judge in the case. And from there on in, it's anybody's guess what will happen. But during that period of time, it might be very helpful to be preparing our enforcement strategies. So one might wish to choose from the stage two options whether one wants to resort to a three-day offer of immunity, and if so, which one of the three methods that are provided, or would one want to move right to enforcement. But you look to me like you conduct yourself like a pious man.
I'm trying.
Good. And so what approach would you like to take in enforcement?
The boiler point part of the enforcement.
Can you be more specific? All right. So we would start off with a three-day offer of immunity and then choose technologies from there on in. Is Treasury liquidation on that list?
I'm considering that.
All right, very good. And since you're already involved in the public, did you say there was something that your friend might wish to rescind?
We're looking at him to possibly rescind his signatures from all the documents.
All the previous documents?
All the previous documents that he signed, non-assumpt with all rights reserved.
All right, so rescinding all the previous documents, including perhaps that infamous bill of exchange, and that could be rescinded very simply. We have a document in the International Commercial Claims Schedule N. What's the name of that document, folks? All right, was it a stop payment order? Something of that sort, where we're stopping payment on the instrument for failure to honor it. Just like you would on a check. You've sat on that thing for 3 weeks, nothing's happened. I'm going to issue a stop payment order and replace it with this bonded promissory note. And at that point, we're starting the whole case over. None of this will be successful unless Nick's friend is really ready for the challenge at hand and committed to acting as a creditor, and practices and learns and uses this case to cut his teeth on, fully understanding the risks of what he's doing, because these judges are experts, but nonetheless, they're holding the liability. You will not be successful if you're lazy, and you must, absolutely must, prepare your enforcement strategies in advance, perhaps even during that 10-day period, until you establish that separation, until the end of the 10-day interval after initial presentment, when the notary can certify that there is truly a new successor surety, and you can then issue a notice of successor surety with the rescission package and rescission documents, possibly including a new bonded promissory note, which would then give you a further opportunity to convert liability to the other parties. Until that point, there's not much you can say to people about don't arrest me, because anything you say is going to be, I'm not that stinking defendant, which is an argument puts you in contempt, and you're right back in equity. So it's essential to get to that point as quickly as possible. And when you're at that point, now you take that notice of surety, and you will convey that to the appropriate parties, the appropriate PD, or the village or county PD, or the county sheriffs, the state police, or whomever may be involved in the case. Any final questions, Nick?
No, thank you. I'd like to say that this has been the best experience I've had in a long time, and I'm seeking to grow from it.
Well, thank you very much. That's what we're anxious to hear. Not necessarily that this is the best experience that people have had, but that people feel that they're coming away with a tangible vision of what it is they intend to accomplish and a sense that they can accomplish it if they will simply commit the time and the internal resources to accomplish the goals that they establish. You know, all the successful people in the world are successful, A, because they didn't let their fear of success overcome their good judgment, and B, because they persevered. You know, something lit a fire in their belly, like the day they arrested me. And I knew from that moment on, never again. They can try it again, but in 21 days I'm going to walk away with their house and their county. Never again. And until you have that fire in your belly, it's probably not a good idea to proceed forward with these things. So it's a pleasure having you here. You've been dogging me all week, and I'm glad we got that out of the way. I couldn't sleep tonight, and I didn't sleep last night because I was thinking about you. Hold it, that sounds bad. All right. Thanks very much, Nick.
Thank you.
So let's hear it for Nick. All right. Beverly, how'd you like to step forward? Hi, Beverly.
Hello.
Now, Beverly, I couldn't sleep last night because I was thinking about you.
That's how all my men are.
All right. So, Beverly, why don't you give us a little summary, a slow, brief summary of what I have a feeling will be a complex situation.
It is, and it's reason number two that I'm here for this week.
What's reason number one?
It's incorporated in this. You'll hear it. My parents are being sued by a title company. Here's the reason. In mid-80s, they assumed an FHA loan from someone going into foreclosure, a friend of a friend, made extra high payments, and have made timely payments, never a late one, since then. 2 years ago today, we got title paper saying it had been sold. Deed had been forged with their name on it. The $40,000 loan on the house had been paid off, as well as, reason number one, some IRS tax liens for about $40,000. Okay? So now the title company is coming after my parents for that sum of money, and that woman that we've told you about is now going to all of our tenants knocking and asking for the rent.
All right, so we have what sounds to me like a complicated situation. I find that don't leave us now, Beverly. I find that the men approach us with straightforward stuff. I attempted to buy a Mercedes with a piece of paper. And the women come to me with some very interesting stories. So let's see if we can get to the bottom of this. First of all, when you hear that someone forged a check, I begin to think that perhaps there's a public solution to such a thing. If you can put the police agencies to work on your behalf, by all means, do it, but that's not always so easy. And the more knowledge you gain sometimes, the harder it appears to be. But we now have a title company that has deigned to sue the people from whom it was complicit in in I won't use the word stealing because I don't know the exact circumstances, but in securing property that it appears they had no interest in. They were hired by the purchaser of the property on a forged deed. Now, there are criminal procedures that can be completed on such a thing, that if one goes ahead and files a false quitclaim deed, there are police agencies who would love to get their hands on those people, and that's how I drum up business, because they wind up at a seminar like this. But we'd rather not have them. We'd rather have you here. So what are you planning in this circumstance?
Well, my parents are guiltless in the whole thing, but we do need this lawsuit to go away because my parents have no intention of not only paying that $40,000 or anything else, and if they had the intentions, they would have already paid off the mortgage. So.
All right. So you're here. Your parents aren't here. You're here. How old are your parents?
The cops did step in because they're elderly. My dad's in his mid-80s and my mom's mid-70s.
What do you mean the cops stepped in?
Well, we got a fairly quick resolution as far as getting the possession of the house back because of elder abuse. And so the person who actually did forge the deed is on trial for the last 2 years. Still not gone to trial yet.
All right, so we have a party on trial. And you haven't been able to parlay that without going to BIC in some sort of recognition by the title company that they may be brought into the lawsuit as well? Have you ever thought about coming into the criminal case as a friend of the court and naming them as a third-party defendant?
That's a good suggestion. We are part of the criminal as part of, for witnesses, of course. And that's going fine. It's just the title company dogging my parents.
There is no easier way to dispose of a civil suit than to counterclaim with a criminal charge. I've seen it a dozen times. I've been involved in it. If you can bring them in, are you front prosecutor?
Yes.
Why don't you ask the prosecutor to bring the president of the title company in to a grand jury? Wait till you watch this go away. He'll come out of the grand jury. You and your attorney will be standing there and saying, would you like to settle this now? I guarantee you this will disintegrate before your eyes. Before you leave that courthouse, that'll be the end of it. And if not, then I would ask for a psych evaluation for the guy because he's not thinking clearly. He's going to suffer a criminal action. I don't care what the attorney's whispering in her ear. This is one where I'd let the criminal attorney hear the offer because the attorney, hopefully, the attorney's judgment, this is what attorneys do. They negotiate all day long. And if the attorney has half a brain, then he's going to recommend to the president of the title company, you don't want any part of this. They don't even have to indict him, just bring him into a grand jury. And if the prosecutor would be willing to do that, why hasn't the prosecutor done that?
There's very little they've been able to do. The trial keeps getting moved. There's not even been a trial yet, and we got this paperwork 2 years ago today.
Yeah, what do you mean there's very little that they can do?
No, that they have done, I should say.
That they have done. But the prosecutor's friendly with you.
Yes.
So why do you think the prosecutor has not been more aggressive in the case?
Nothing in it for her.
Okay. Do you know her personally?
Only through this and meeting with her for
depositions
and that type of thing.
All right. Well, does she understand that the title company is actually pressing the issue civilly?
Yes, now.
And how does she feel about that?
She doesn't seem to want to be bothered with it until this criminal case is done.
All right. You can bring them in. You can join this case. As your parents in the lawsuit can name them as a third-party defendant. You don't even have to do it. Imagine that. Bring them in as a third-party defendant, just like you would if your car was rear-ended by another and pushed into the truck in front of you. They sue you, and the first thing you would do is sue the guy behind you. There's already a civil suit going. That's one thing I would consider, even before I might head into BIC technology. Now, what would I do with the civil suit? What would you do with the civil suit? Forget all the other factors and the anger and the disgust at the title company committing the crime. This is pretty much, you know, the burglar trips on the way out on the mat and sues you. So what might you do? You've been here 4 days. You've been asking great questions. You're sitting there with that bunch of yahoos from Texas. And that you guys have a fair amount, a substantial amount of knowledge and experience. So what might you do after, in light of what you've heard this week?
Well, I'm pretty sure that the commercial claim in option four would work. However, that might be just a little too much involved for what my parents are up for.
All right. Well, clearly that might not be what your parents are up for, but they don't have to be involved in the commercial claim. See, if you were to come in, and I'm not telling you to do this, because when you make the decision to come in as a creditor in a lawsuit, you'd better know who you are and what you're doing, my friends. You'd better be a creditor. You saw me as a creditor earlier today, and I've told you a couple of stories about just things I did this week. If you want to step on my property, then you're going to find out just what I'm willing to do. Or better yet, you'll find out that I'm not willing not to do anything within my lawful province. So, if you'd like to find out what Sam Kennedy would do regarding a commercial claim and take possession of the title company, why don't you tune in after the break? You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Join us!
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Glad you made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only.
Insert dollars, please. The theme of the United States. In fact, I do think they should take down the Ten Commandments in every courtroom and hang that. Because that would be truth in advertising, my friends. So, It occurred to me on the break, I asked Beverly who forged the signature, and she said, we know who forged the signature. He was the original lender. So there's original borrower. What the hell is the difference in this society? This is internet radio. My apologies if I have offended any sensibilities. I see no reason why the litigants in this manner couldn't come into this criminal case and name third-party defendants. Now, as we discussed, however, the prosecutor is going to come in and say they have no standing. So you might come in as a creditor, you might come in as a friend of the court, and on your pleading make the point that there is a third-party defendant. Because you would not be in the case as a defendant seeking to name a third-party defendant, so you just have to figure out some way to get into the case. There are many ways to do that. But once you're in, the very first thing that you would do, if the prosecutor is not willing to bring them to a grand jury and bring the former borrower to the grand jury, then you issue subpoenas. The third-party plaintiff would ask the clerk of court for subpoenas. Now, if they refuse, of course you're in conflict and they're supposed to be prosecuting on your behalf. But again, you realize that this criminal case, like all others, is not about prosecuting anybody. It's about raising revenue, and if you buck the system, even if it's doing it purportedly on your behalf, you'll have a problem because the system will not operate on your behalf. So you have to decide how far you can use the criminal case without blowing it. Although 2 years later, doesn't sound to me like they're doing a great job, does it? It shouldn't take 2 years to prosecute who are they prosecuting?
The original borrower who forged the deed.
That's who they're prosecuting. Oh, very good. So that's already part of the case. So what am I talking about? So thank you for letting me ramble on. So then let's go back to our cliffhanger. How are we going to take possession of the title company? Well, Beverly indicated that she'd like to use the commercial lien process option 4 in our presentment options. After issuing an appropriate indemnity bond or bonds to Treasury, then we would have... That's our music in the background, my friends. After issuing an appropriate indemnity bond, we would be ready to issue the bonded promissory note. And that would be routed through an offset bond. Now, that promissory note is going to be delivered by some process, and Beverly has indicated she'd like to use...
one of my friends in Texas.
Well, that's very good, but I was sort of alluding to the commercial claim. So we'd use the international...
commercial claim.
Right, the international commercial claim slash lien to deliver the goods, and in so doing, develop at the end of the process, approximately 20 days later, a commercial lien. Now, one has to be careful as to how one would present a commercial lien, of course, because a commercial lien can be risky to use, and there are many people in prison who understand that. And that music, my friends, means we're coming to the end of the first hour, and this is the longest cliffhanger in radio history. But when we return for the second hour, we will discover how to take possession of the title company's property and trade it off for the house. Please tune in after the break. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network.